Winter was sound asleep when the sound of something pounding outside the door of her motel jerked her out of her restless dreams. She forced open her eyes, wondering if there was some sort of construction going on. It sounded like a jackhammer. Shifting on the lumpy mattress, she pulled the covers over her head, but the pounding continued. In fact, it got louder, along with someone calling her name. What the hell? Rolling out of bed, she stumbled the short distance to pull back the edge of the curtain. She blinked twice, clearing the blur from her eyes, and peered out. It was late enough that the sun had risen over the horizon, spreading pale sunshine over the graveled parking lot. Winter swiveled her head to glance at the dark form standing in front of her door. Noah Heller. The sight of him punched into her with stunning force. Not only because he was the last person she expected to see beating on the door of her motel room, but because he was the sort of man who commanded a punch-in-the-gut reaction from women. It wasn't just his six-foot frame that was packed hard with muscles gained from his physical labor as a conservation officer, or the tanned face with features that had been chiseled to stark perfection, or the dark eyes that held an authority far beyond his 31 years of age. It was in the power of his presence, as if he carried around his own personal force field that captivated and held attention. Not the shallow charisma of a movie star, or slick charm of a salesman. It was a deep, resonating magnetism that was utterly natural and utterly irresistible. Shoving her tangled hair out of her face, Winter hurriedly pulled on her slacks and sweater. She hadn't packed a bag, which meant she was forced to wear the same clothes from yesterday. Once she was presentable, she yanked open the door to regard her friend with puzzled confusion. Noah? She glanced over his shoulder, seeing his green Jeep parked next to her truck. What happened? He shoved his hands in the front pockets of his jeans, his thick muscles rippling beneath the insulated flannel shirt. It had to be sub-zero for Noah to wear a sensible coat. Everything's fine. At least things are fine back home, he assured her, his dark gaze sweeping from her tangled hair down to her bare toes. I'm more concerned what's happening here. She released a breath she hadn't even known she was holding. Part of her was always braced for disaster. Her therapist had told her it was a reaction to being traumatized when she was such a young child. Personally, Winter thought it was simply being sensible. Hope for the best and prepare for the worst, right?